It's hard not to think about, right? It's hard not to think about money because it's right there in front of you. I mean, especially when somebody just shows it to you, right?
Yeah.
So you think about it, right? Well, now, that's kind of interesting. What I want to talk to you about today is take no thought.
That's going to be good.
Take no thought. Go to Matthew 6, and we can learn about take no thought. So, Matthew 6:27, but you know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to take things thought about things that we need to think about. Mm-hmm. And take no thought about things we don't need to talk about. But let's look and see what is said about taking thought in the Bible. Okay? Taking thought. All right? So he says here, we'll start off by Matthew 6, and everybody's familiar. It's the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing unusual to anybody. Everybody knows about that. He talks off, starts off talking about praying, right? And he uses the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about money. You can't serve two masters, mm-hmm. right? You can't serve God and mammon, or material things, or greed, or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And so, so he says that. He says you can't serve two masters. You'll love one, hate the other, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You can't serve God and mammon. And in verse 25 he says, therefore I say to you, take no thought. Mm-hmm. Take no thought. So let me see about this. Take no thought for your life. Mm-hmm. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Mm-hmm. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Mm-hmm. So, you know, take no thought. That's pretty powerful right there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Take no thought for your body and what you're going to put on. Well, you know, sometimes in the nursing homes, they have a problem with some of the older patients, you know, because these older patients take no thought what they're going to wear. You know where I'm going with this. I already know what he's doing. and so they, you're right. They get up and they don't wear anything, and they go walking out. And they go, oh no, we gotta put on some clothes this morning, Mister So and So, Mister So and So. Yeah, I mean, y'all heard of that. I mean, you're all laughing. Y'all know this is true. So I mean, I'm just reminding you here. So. Interesting. Is that what we were supposed to be? Take no thought. Mm-hmm. Supposed to go back like Adam and Eve in the garden.
No.
I don't think that's what he means. That thirst is going out of range. We're going down the wrong path. Not where we're going with this, okay? Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we know people that sometimes they don't think about food. They get so busy doing something, you know, mm-hmm. and they just forget about eating.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you might have done that, you know. But, you know, you get so busy, you're working on something, and suddenly you're like, I'm hungry. I missed my lunch, you know. I just worked right through lunch, you know, and suddenly you're hungry, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that doesn't always work, okay? The way with the Earl, the sandwich, you know, he was the one who credited it with the sandwich.
Yeah.
Because he loved to hunt. He'd go out hunting a lot, you know, and he just lived to go hunting.
Yeah.
And so one day the Earl was, you know, he was excited, he was going to go on a hunt, you know. And his mom said, you got to have something to eat, you know, eat something. We got food here, you know, there's not a lack of food. And she nags him about it. So he said, oh, okay. But he grabbed up two pieces of bread. Stop the meat in between the runs with him. He's going hunting anyway. He's not going to let that slow him down. He just took a sandwich with him. Uh-huh. So he's, you know, that's where we supposedly where we get our term herbal sandwich. I mean, sandwich, you know. Uh-huh. And so, But the question is, I guess, for today is, what does he mean by this? What does he mean by this? He says, in verse 27, he says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature?
Mm-hmm.
Word?
No.
Well, you know what he says, word. Take no thought. Mm-hmm. Is that worry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, David put his finger on it.
Yeah.
He put his finger right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And why did he get it right? Because he studied.
Mm-hmm.
He disputed of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just read the word.
Mm-mm.
You got to study
yeah.
the word. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And David has studied the word. He knew the answer.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the answer because he knew the word. He didn't just read it, because if I just read it, take no thought, don't think about it, okay? Wait a minute now, I proved to you with a dollar bill that if I tell you take no thought, you're going to think about it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You just can't not think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he says here, take no thought about what you're going to eat and wear and all that sort of, you can't live in today's society mm-hmm. and not think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would put you in a nursing home, right? You know, something bad is going to happen to you if you never think about it. If you absolutely take this the way it's said,
mm-hmm.
the King James Version, and never think about it. You know, in fact, number one, you can't not think about it. But if you were able to, it would be disastrous for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to eat, you got to wear clothes, you'll be out of society. So, what's going on here? Did Jesus not know what he was talking about? Or what was going on?
They were.
Huh?
They were taken thought.
They were taken thought. But let me tell you what was going on here, okay? And I'll tell you the story about myself, okay? I'll tell a story of myself because, well, I'm the one that takes stories. I'm the one that tells stories on, you know? So, gotta watch my time here, okay? When I was younger, I read this passage. You know, King James, I read it. I said, okay, Jesus is obviously very much against serving two masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And serve God against serve money, right?
Right.
Even to the point where he doesn't even want us to think about money. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's really bad to go after money.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my youthful wisdom, I say, I'm going to do that. I am going to not think about money. I'll do what he says. I won't think about money.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if I don't do that, then I won't be tempted to put him before God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all won't know how successful that was. I couldn't do it, but I tried. I tried. In fact, I got in a lot of trouble by trying to do that, you know. With bills come due, I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to pay them. It didn't matter if I had money in the bank or not. I just didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? And so, I mean, of course, the Lord is gracious. That's all you can say. He is gracious.
Yeah.
He is what is kind to the foolish or kind to the ignorant or whatever, because I was ignorant and foolish, okay? And so, yeah, I mean, I made it through, you know. So, I guess he honored my commitment. But he wasn't honoring my wisdom because it wasn't much up to it, I say. So it was later on, later on, that I got to digging in here, okay? And no one else seemed to have a problem with this, brother David, I tell you. Yeah. But later on, I got to digging, and I went back to the Greek, okay? And I found out the Greek word there that was translated, it means have no anxiety.
Mm.
Have no anxiety. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Mm. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Right? Have no anxiety about what you're going to wear. Have no anxiety about what you're going to eat or drink.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't let it bother you.
You gotta take it one step farther than that. That word comes from a word referring to distraction.
Distraction, okay, good. Hmm. It comes from a word about distraction. Don't be distracted by that.
Yeah.
Okay? That's good, I like that. Mm. See, I learned something else. That's good. So here I had tried to live my life according to a bad translation.
Yeah.
Because the King James says, take no thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did they translate that, take no thought, if it actually means have no anxiety or worry or whatever, distraction? Mm-hmm. Why would they translate it that way? Because back in 1611, all right, that phrase meant don't worry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good phrase for 1611 English people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a euphemism, what we call a euphemism today. All right? Man, I could have died last night. Well, we didn't really mean that we could have died. What would we mean? Something bad happened or something. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's what we really mean. Right? Uh-huh. But we didn't say what we really meant. Did
right.
But it's a euphemism, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's what this was.
Yeah.
Take no thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right? In other words, don't be anxious. It was a euphemism.
Yeah.
All right. You say something, it's not really what you meant, but it's, you know, the person that you're saying it to knows what you mean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
See, we do that all the time. We got other phrases, I'm sure, but, you know. So, we say, we won last night. Well, who won? Alabama won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we Alabama? You don't know, you're not in school.
Uh-uh.
You're not the football team, but it's a collective we, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody knows what we mean.
Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
My team won.
So. Uh-huh.
So anyway, we read this and we think, God gracious. What other things have I messed up?
Mm-hmm.
What other things have I read wrong? Am I living my life based on a bad translation, or if you will, you know, an outdated translation?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting some other stuff wrong. I'm not having victory in part of my life because of my lack of studying the Bible.
Yeah.
Studying the Bible.
Uh-huh.
So what's the difference then in reading the Bible and studying the Bible? See?
Yeah.
We got a lot of people that read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they don't study the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get down and start digging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's another euphemism. You digging your Bible?
Yeah.
Where's your shovel? Yeah. Where's your hoe?
Yeah.
You don't dig in your Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There's another euphemism. See, we don't really say what we mean. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we really have to get in there. We look at the verse and we pray over the verse and we say it over and over again.
Uh-huh.
We ask the Holy Spirit, what does this mean? And maybe we get to look at a concordance or a dictionary or lexicon or commentary or ask some people about it.
Mm-hmm.
We say, what does this mean? What does this mean? What's he saying here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did this for a while, and then Muffin's doing this now. She's picking this up as we get the Strong's concordance. We go through each word, get the Greek word, and look up the meaning for each Greek word in the verse so that we know for sure what the Greek says.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you can get some pretty interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we're trying to learn Greek a little bit so we can, you know, really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the way you want to go. You want to study the word so that you don't misinterpret.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
How many denominations? How many sects? Have come about from
a bad translation.
Yeah, a bad translation. Taking something and not really understanding what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we don't know the word itself, we don't know the phrase, or we just haven't taken it in context, we're taking things out of context, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People do that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a trap that we can all fall into. Prime example here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine if I'd go around preaching to everywhere, take no thought. If I'd taken my thinking and went out and tried to preach it to everywhere, you know, that would have gone over like a lead balloon, right? Nobody would have listened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have listened to myself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, luckily the Lord freed me from that, all right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can just not be worried when people come to you.
Yeah.
Well, do I have the money in the bank to take care of them? I don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
When the bill comes due, I just pay the water.
Yeah.
And just, okay, yeah. Do I still get a little bugged when I have to write checks? Yeah, I still get a little bugged because I'm having to take time to do this, you know?
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I took my checks and I wrote on there a shortened version of what I feel like my purpose is. My purpose is to learn and grow in relationship and harmony with God through the Spirit of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a shortened version of that on my check. So every time I write a check and somebody gets it and looks at it, I'm like, okay, you know?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I get something out of that, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to go over that with you because it's important. And we only got 5 minutes left. It's important that we understand, and I kind of went over this yesterday, that faith, let me go over this. Faith is very, very important. Now, this is in. Well, I'll just tell it to you because you all know it's there. Right. You remember when Jesus had fed the 5,000, he fed the 4,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he and his disciples, this was like the next chapter over or so, he's talking to his disciples and he says, beware, 11, the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, what did they think?
Mm-hmm. Bread.
Bread, right. Mm-hmm. They thought he was talking about bread. Bad translation. Okay? Bad translation. Because he was talking symbolically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful with that when we study our Bibles. Is he talking symbolically? Is he talking, you know, literally? And so they said, man, he's talking about this way, but we forgot to bring bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be time to eat and we're not going to have any bread. And he's going, oh, ye of little faith.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not understand? Do you not consider? Did you not think about the loaves that were in the fish they had when we fed the 5,000? Or what about it when we fed the 4,000? Did y'all not consider that? Did y'all not think about that? Right? He says, "How is it that you did not know what I'm talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then they understood that he was not talking about bread, but he was talking about the teaching, the doctrine. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. They didn't have faith. They didn't have faith because they didn't think. They didn't think about the loaves and the fishes. They didn't think about the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't logically figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Understand. You understand what I'm saying? There's things that you can learn in the Bible through logic.
Mm-hmm.
Just plain, downright logic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just thinking about it. You know, Jesus said this. So if this is true, and this is true, you know, I bet this over here is true too.
Mm-hmm.
Because this implies this.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Now you can do that. All right? You can do that. It is not against the law to do that. You can actually infer
mm-hmm.
something from something else.
Yeah.
You see? Mm-hmm. That is not unspiritual. In fact, the Holy Spirit might do it.
That's right. Like,
how many times have I ever been thinking about something and trying to understand the verse, and the Holy Spirit will bring to my mind 2 or 3 other verses,
right? Yeah,
from different parts of the Bible
mm-hmm.
that all pull together. Oh yeah, and so I can understand this.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have faith because they didn't understand. They didn't think about. Okay. They didn't think about. Something. Okay? They didn't logically infer that if he fed people, right, miraculously, 5,000 mm-hmm. people, they didn't mm-hmm. have to worry about not having bread.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's what he's implying. He says, you didn't think about that. If you understood that, you know I'm not talking about bread. I mean, come on. Come on, guys. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, where's your faith?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your faith? He said, mm-hmm. Where's your faith? But he's really talking about what?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about, you didn't logically figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You didn't believe what happened? You didn't even talk about, you didn't believe what I said either. You didn't even believe what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You see? He says, where's your faith? You have little faith. You have little faith because you don't read, you don't understand the Word of God. Okay? You don't see what Jesus has done and is doing and believe he'll do it in your life too. If he did it 3 or 4 days ago for 5,000 people that aren't even disciples, what's he going to do for you today? You're disciples. Is the Lord stop making doing miracles?
Nope.
Did he stop in the space of 3 or 4 days? Did he stop doing miracles?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Peter. Did he stop doing miracles?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So it's important that we understand.
Yeah, it is.
And that we study our Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because faith, I was telling people the other day, I said, you know, faith comes by the Word of God.
Yeah.
You're in the Word of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Word of God is, right? And then you got to put your faith in it.
Mm-hmm.
Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Knowledge comes by hearing the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Faith comes by doing the Word of God. All right?
Hear.
Remember, that's what Jesus said. You have ears to hear, but you don't hear. Right? You can hear what I say, but you're not doing it.
Mm.
When you do it, that's when your faith really starts going up, right? Amen. 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 All right. Father, thank you so much for this food and for preparing it.
Yes, Lord.
For the provision that you give us.
Yes, Lord.
We know that you're an extravagantly generous Heavenly Father. You can give us more than we can ask or think. We just praise you and we thank you today in all things. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.